No, I don't wanna fall in love. And I don't wanna fall in love.
What's he up to these days?
I don't even know.
I don't know what he's up to these days. I don't know. He had one good album?
Yeah, I never really knew much about Chris Isaak, but recently I've been like exploring the older generation of music.
Well, actually,
because it really inspires me as a singer.
We got talking just before, and it was like the old school music video days where he has a classic music video, the black and white with all the supermodels for Wicked Games, right? And,
yeah, I think so.
And it was just like hugging, singing, dancing, you know, whatever, and fucking sand in the crack and all this other stuff, right? Back in the day when you could be creative in a music video.
Yeah,
basically. Now it's different.
It's so way
completely different, man. Alex, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for reaching out. Like it. So I know that we're connected to Steve Mellor. Do you know him or do you know
him? I don't know, but I've met him on a job sites there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Are you still on sites?
No.
When did you get out of construction?
2 years ago, I stopped.
What were you doing?
I was carpenter helper.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
How many years did you do that for?
I did it for 4 years, through the COVID days, everything.
All that shit, yeah. Huh?
All
and then
the
2 years
stuff.
Ago, you started doing this stuff?
Yeah, I came across breathwork, and I had no expectation of what breathwork would do for my life. I just went in because someone was like, oh, you should go do this. It helps relieve stress. And I was really stressed, depressed. My emotions were so out of control, and went to this breathwork, and I was just mind blown. And I started to explore it more, and then I started to feel the benefits that it had on my life at work, in the gym and everything, and it started to really inspire me from all the old dreams that I had let go of.
How young are you, man?
I'm 29.
You're a kid. You're a kid, man. Well, let me introduce you, man. So Alex Raposo's here, fitness and breathwork coach. You can find him on IG under Spiritually Fit with Alex. Also, you do personal training, lifestyle, fitness coaching, and then the supplements, and then virtual breath work, right?
Yes.
Anything else you want me to share there? What's A-Team dot training?
A-Team is my coach.
Okay, you're the coaching program, right?
I started
right?
working with a new coach for my bodybuilding career.
Got it. And then your phone number is 647-514-3312.
Yes.
I'm not wearing anybody's. I'm wearing mine. That's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing mine today. That's what I'm wearing. So it doesn't matter. But I mean, I like doing these shows. I've done a bunch of these shows before with other people as well. Mm-hmm. And I do them because I think it's important. Like you were talking about just before we got started recording, that if more tradespeople understand how important the physical and breath and eating and all lifestyle, how much better their construction life would be better. Like it would be.
Because the way I look at construction, that lifestyle is like extreme.
It's demanding.
It's so demanding physically.
Yeah.
And just like an athlete, their life is very demanding. I think construction is even worse. So the fact that a lot of construction workers, they don't know these aspects of health, whereas an athlete, they have to.
I had a guest in here one time, long time ago. He actually compared the athletes, like actual superstar athletes to
honestly.
Tradespeople. Like the parallels are so similar. And mm-hmm. I agreed with him. I said, it's exactly like that. But we take it for granted. Tradespeople take it for granted. They don't realize that they push their body and mind to a point and then they get the task done, but they don't realize the residual effects left on that body and mind.
Exactly.
And that's where it starts to get dangerous because if you compound it, it builds up.
Builds up. And then it gets released in anger, in frustration. This is where you get the negative aspects in construction.
Yeah, and you want to lash out at whatever's nearby, and if that's a 2x4 or a piece of machinery or something.
Foreman.
Yeah, exactly, right? Then that's how you get it, and then we hear about these horror stories that are, you know, full-on fights going on. And
yeah,
I don't
never
think you
gone
want
through
fights
that,
on a construction site, man,
nah.
with tools and shit, nail
Hell
guns
no.
and stuff. No, man.
Literally deadly weapons you are carrying.
Speaking of which, it's kind of funny. I just saw a trailer for a new Jason Statham film called Working Man. Where he's a contractor, and then he has this whole other history of his, right?
Of course.
But it's kind of funny, and it's by David Ayer, which is really great. I respect him, and he did Beekeeper, and it's just he's using the working man kind of angle.
Nice.
And so at the beginning of the movie, obviously you're going to get on construction sites, and then he's taking care of problems through construction.
That's cool.
And then he gets into his old world, right? But
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, like on today's show, I want to talk about the physical. I want to talk about the breath work. I want to talk a little bit how it gets connected to construction. Mm-hmm. And what was the first thing that you saw when you were first introduced to breath work?
A capacity to feel what was going on internally.
Okay.
Because I had been so numb from like so much years of trauma. Like I was in a very bad relationship throughout my construction days. And that really took a toll on
me. How many years?
6 years.
Why'd you stay around?
I just felt very weak in my life. I didn't know how to navigate going away from that relationship, and I had been become so attached.
Did they always let you know that it was going to change? Or was there like a thought that...
I always had this like promising feeling things would get better and all this, and I just kept pushing forward. I'm not someone to like really give up on someone.
And then 1 year turned to two, and then it became six.
And then became six.
And then how was that closure? I mean, I don't want to get too personal with you, but how was that closure when you finally let go of that shit?
It was kind of forced upon me because she decided to go have fun with some other guy. And I was like, yo, game over.
Got it. So it made sense at that point.
To me, that was the greatest part of my life till now, was that moment happening, because it was literally probably one of the darkest days, months, but it led to my inner growth to where I needed to be right now.
You still communicate? No.
No, no.
You shut it off completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kept going forward on the path that I already knew I was setting for myself.
So what was the next day like? So this happens, and then the next day is like what for you?
Man, that's tough. Like a year ago, I was probably extremely like just in a dark place.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, while all this was happening, I was doing cold plunges every single day.
And that you saw the assistance of them, right?
Yeah. I was like feeling all this pain, and I'm like, I need more pain. What else? And the pain of that cold plunge, it's so uncomfortable for that 2 minutes. But the feeling you get afterward, like you literally feel like you can take on anything that comes your way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. So the next day I would just keep going and going. No matter what was I feeling inside, how dark and lonely I felt, I knew that I would overcome it just by continuously putting myself through that cold exposure.
Were people questioning why you didn't want to engage with other people? Because I can only assume that you're reverting back.
I was still engaging. I was starting to get back into the gym lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I was still very like myself, trying to be happy, trying to be like not someone hiding themselves, because I had already been like building my Instagram and making videos for about a year at that point.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to let that go. So I kept the cold plunging videos, and I was getting a lot of support, honestly. And people knew, the people that were close to me, they knew what I was going through, and they seen how I was trying to push through it.
They were being supportive?
Very supportive.
How is the gym life these days? Because I have a home gym, right? So just like I probably joined the gym once or twice.
I was hoping you would ask this.
Yeah, no, I can only assume with today's fucking social media bullshit, the gym life's got to be a circus.
Yeah.
I can only assume, right? Like I would be in there going, first of all, I'm not looking at anybody because I don't give a fuck about anybody, right? But it just seems like everybody in there thinks that everybody's looking at everybody. And I'm like, there's one planet and you guys all are treating it as if there's a fucking million planets here.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I can't stand the gym.
From my experience, the gym definitely has the dual aspects, a very negative outlook. People like just judging each other. But then there's also this positive side where like, you know, you can help someone tremendously by showing them fitness. And I'm the type of person where I won't let my environment dictate how I'm going to be in this environment.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the positive person at the gym to create that community and that camaraderie that was kind of more in the old school days.
That's how it used to be, right? Because if you, like, sorry.
Yeah.
I go back to fucking Pumping Iron. Like,
changed my life.
Yeah, I'm old enough to, like, I watched that when it happened. Like, and you can watch it now. I've got a copy of it on VHS, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, It was funny how the psychological games were played, but it was no different than the psychological games of professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like the days are done when we were in our high school days and people were like saying, how the fuck is bodybuilding a professional sport? I don't understand how that is. And I'm like, you're with the same person who thinks Formula One is not a professional sport. Anything that's physically exerting or mentally exerting is a professional sport.
100%.
That's why it's connected to tradespeople, right? They're both physically, mentally exerting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So bodybuilding is, but it was fascinating to see how everyone saw one or two people that were the pinnacle. They were at the top of the game back in that day, and that day was Schwarzenegger, obviously. But then you still had a lot of respect for Frigno. You had a lot of respect
Frank
for fucking
Zane.
Frank
Zane is the one bodybuilder that.
And we all know really through history, Stallone, he had Zane train him for, you know, these certain movies, because he didn't want Schwarzenegger's body. He wanted a more
streamlined.
Exactly, right?
And that's what I've always looked at more.
But they helped each other. They worked on it. They figured it out, right? Schwarzenegger was very famous for playing the fucking jokes, the practical jokes, you know, like the whole screaming thing, which is absolutely hilarious. His psychological jokes. Like, he's even done movies with, you know, James Belushi and Red Heat, where he was like, you're not fat enough to look like a Chicago cop. You need to eat donuts. And then he goes, as long as you eat donuts. Schwarzenegger ate as many donuts as he ate, but he's also exercising and working out, so he's burning them off. Belushi wasn't doing that, so that's why he was gaining the weight. So he played games back and forth, but they did it. It was competitive, right? But today, now, it's almost like someone thinks that you have an agenda on why you're coming up to me to talk to me, right? Is that the case?
Personally, no. Yeah, but there definitely is that type of energy at the gym. But one thing I could touch upon is the aspect of competition now has become very toxic. Because a true competitor, the essence of a competitor is to not wish bad upon others. Elevate. You don't want your enemy.
Elevate.
Why would you wish your enemy or the person you're competing to fail, to do bad?
Yeah.
You want them to do their best. You want to live up to your potential, and the winner will be revealed by how much work was put in. If that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. You got to wonder, if you go back in history, like, I don't follow sports these days, right? I come from a days of Jordan and all those guys back in those days and shit like that. But also, if you want to go racing, you go Valentino, you get Senna, you know, even before Schumacher and shit like that. They were always speaking to each other to try to figure out, how do I learn more, be better, grow more? Because, yeah, you are at the front, but then you also have no place to go, which basically means it gives me an opportunity to get at the front. Mm-hmm. So I need to figure out what you're doing correctly, take that, and then do it, and then amplify it.
Exactly.
But that's also applicable in the gym life too, as well. But then you got society's misrepresentation of reality, I think, sometimes, where people, they have their cliques, and they're connected to their cliques and the social media fan base, which are complete strangers. And then they're believing every word that they say, whether they're, you know, positive or negative words, they still believe them.
Yeah.
I had a friend recently who started a YouTube, older friend of mine. Well, he's my age, right? But he looks like he's 10 years older. He started playing piano about 15 years ago. I counted, but he loved playing piano, right? So then I've watched him grow, learn from scratch, not by anybody. Just from scratch, doing it himself, reading sheet music, all that shit, right? And he would progressively just send me some videos and some pieces, audio clips. And the first few, they fucking were horrible. But I wasn't, and I was honest with him.
Yeah.
But now he sends me pieces where I'm like, dude, that's absolutely beautiful, man. Like, that's amazing. He would always try to do what's already out there. Mm-hmm. And then he would end up composing his own fucking thing. And then he said, listen, I need to start a page. I want to start a page. And I showed him the whole things on how to start things. And the first lesson I told him, I was going, don't fucking listen to any of the bullshit hate, because you are going to get those, and they're going to eat away at you if you pay attention to them. So ignore them. Post what you post. Post your videos. You've got a certain style. I like the music that you're creating. I like your style. I like everything about you. Are you the perfect image person that should be playing a piano? Fuck no. But the thing is, your passion comes over on those videos.
Exactly.
So your love for that playing comes across that. That's what you need to focus. But you are going to get a dickhead there that's going to say, you're an asshole, you suck, your music, all this other shit. I go block and delete.
That's all you got to do. That's kind of what I've been embodying a lot, because I hear people talk all the time. Even this week, 2 days ago, I was in the gym and my former coach comes up to me just to tell me that I look skinny and that I need to eat. And I was just there like, what the fuck? Did I ask for your opinion? Just mind blown. Like, what kind of energy is that to bring into a gym, especially as a coach? So like, yeah, people are going to hate. People are going to say, people are going to try to get in your head.
Why do you think he said that?
Because I stopped working with him. Some petty ass shit.
But do you not stop working with somebody because you felt that they weren't bringing any more to me?
Yeah, I just felt like it was, I had done a prep. I went on to a competition. I finished my competition and I kind of had some time to self-reflect.
Yeah.
And I decided to go my own way. I never talked bad about him. I just kept training in the gym. And then I did a bodybuilding show all on my own with no coach to truly see, am I made for this?
How was that?
It was extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And like, I learned a lot.
How were the other competitors?
It was a very small show. I didn't have the best experience. I was happy to go on stage, showcase my physique.
Yeah.
But it was kind of just for fun. It wasn't very competitive.
But what did you learn from that?
that I have what it takes.
Okay.
Because I have the discipline. I'm willing to put in the work. I just need the right guidance. And that's why I went to go look for another coach that I felt more like I aligned with his methods and the way he looks at life. Because I started to not resonate with my former coach.
What's your goal? Like, what do you want to head to? Like, what do you want to get?
My goal is very ambitious, and I'll just put it out there.
You don't want to share.
No, I don't mind sharing on this pod, on the show, but yeah. Obviously I keep this to myself as much as possible. Yeah. It's on my vision board, but I do want to win my IFBB pro card naturally.
Really, yeah?
Without the drugs. And I know it's possible because I've seen people do it.
Yeah. Attention subcontractors and skilled trades. Are you looking for your next big opportunity? 2x2 Construction is expanding and is on the hunt to grow our top-tier network of professionals. Whether you're a carpenter, plumber, or roofer, etc., if you can deliver top-quality craftsmanship, offer competitive pricing, and your communication is where we shine, we want to hear from you. At 2x2 Construction, we value strong partnerships. From multiplexes to garden suites, we're all about building better together, and we want you to be a part of it. Reach out today at info@2x2construction.ca or connect with us on Instagram at 2x2construction. Join the 2x2 Construction team where great work meets great people. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. There are a lot of drugs, man.
Bodybuilding is full of drugs. It is a very toxic environment. I have nothing against the use of PEDs, but me personally, I wouldn't want to go down that route. I respect it. People are doing it, but it also does bring a lot of toxicity because these drugs have a lot of psychological effects.
That's where I was going with it, right? It's like, listen, even our idols, Schwarzenegger and Stallone, they all fucking did drugs. I don't care. Yeah. And even The Rock today. I don't give Frank a Zane. Shit what you say, right? All of them, they all did drugs, right? The drugs of today, though, it seems like...
It's on another level.
Like, it's hard to see Ronnie Coleman these days. Like, his
poor
body.
Man, yeah. That guy got absolutely destroyed by the sport that he loves. Like, he loved that shit. The only way you can end up 8-time Mr. Olympia is that you absolutely live for the lifestyle of bodybuilding.
I know, but to see him
today. It's disaster, man.
It's hard to see that,
right? And it's not just that. There are so many young bodybuilders that I looked up to that are dead now. Pros.
Yeah, I saw a rash of that. Yeah.
There was one guy named George Peterson. Rest in peace to that guy. That guy had one of the most beautiful physiques.
I remember that.
And classic physique. He was like, nobody could, from the back, no one could take him. And this guy was 1 week out from Mr. Olympia, sitting in his hotel room, and he had a heart attack and died. Like, and the problem I felt too was that there, like, you know how in some sports, a player dies and there's a whole ceremony? And like, this whole thing just for this athlete.
Yeah.
You don't see that in bodybuilding.
Because they know somebody else is going to die. Because
they know
tomorrow?
These deaths are linked to something, right? And they don't want to talk about certain topics.
Are there not autopsies done or like that? Is there not?
I don't know, but it's just sad that at a professional event, there's no like tribute to someone that had just passed away. That's just my perspective.
No,
you
I see
that
it.
In other sports. If an NHL player died, the next game, they're gonna put him up on the screen. Yeah, they're gonna show totally videos of him.
There's gonna be armbands, and then there's gonna.
And
be
I just
moment,
remember
right?
when George Peterson passed away, there was really none of that at the Mr. Olympia that year. A week later.
They don't want to shine a light on the real reason why he had a heart attack at
that
age.
That's my opinion. And that's been spoken about all over YouTube.
Listen, I'm not a fan of Big Pharma. I never have been a big fan of Big Pharma, right? I never will be. I don't, pharma is not about solving the problem. Pharma is about masking the problem and then creating other problems, unfortunately. That's what I have a problem with pharma, right? So it's just like, I get conflicted. Like, I mean, there's people sometimes you talk about drugs and you need to do this and you'll survive here. And I'm like, you got to look at it and you can have arguments about, well, there was certain good that came out of drugs that were developed, you know, vaccines and all this other shit. Yeah, they used to be that way. Mm-hmm. But now it's if it's driven by costs, dollars, profit, I don't want to hear it, man. Like, if you're really trying to, the only saving grace we have now is that they can't patent Mother Nature. You know what I mean? They can't touch any of that shit, right? So it's like, that's why
it's so true.
It was 6 or 7 years ago that it was a friend of mine that got me onto ginger shots, right? And I'm still doing them.
Yeah, those
right?
are awesome.
And then I start juicing everything now and then, but I'm like, the amount of baking soda I go through to just fucking clean what I possibly can clean.
Because all the chemicals.
All kinds of pesticides and everything. It's just a shame that we have to go that. And then every time I see Bill Gates talk about anything, I just want to punch him because he's a fucking moron. I go,
Can I say something about all this?
You can say whatever you want to say. There's no fucking.
All of these things are purposely put in front of us to try to manipulate our emotions.
100%.
At the end of the day, these people are all actors.
Yeah,
Bill Gates, all performers. Donald Trump, they're all performers. They're meant to irritate us. And that's why in the last 2 years...
Divide us.
The last 2 years, I've realized the most important thing through all of these streams of topics and news, just remain neutral. There's no point of getting angry. There's no point of getting excited when a politician says this or... Because they're what they are. They're actually trying to harness emotion out of us.
I was disappointed at the majority of the construction industry that was happy that Trudeau was saying he was going to resign. And I'm like, if you actually heard the words, and I know enough legalese to understand how and why he said that way, I go, you guys need to understand he's not resigning.
What did he say? Because I don't watch the news and I try not to even.
I'm going to be thinking about resigning. Like, yeah.
And the news went crazy. He's resigning.
And the construction industry went crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys don't understand. He's not resigning. Like, he's not. He actually added a bunch of fucking parameters there that if things don't happen, he's not gone. So it's like, this doesn't change anything. All it does is it wastes some media bite time.
Exactly.
And you guys are sucked into that vortex of listening to this. And like, there's a possibility now. But any smart clients are thinking, no, we're not going to start the rental yet because he didn't say he's resigning. He's saying he's thinking about it. There's a huge difference in that situation.
There will be the shift eventually.
Eventually, but it's just how much more damage. Like, first of all, the last election that we had, which was a complete sham. And think about all the shit that's been created since then.
Oh, of course.
And we're now in the last year, a little less than a year, because I keep telling people, I go, we're not going to see an election until the fall. No. Right? Because anybody with power wants to fucking drag out that power. So it's like, if it's going to happen in the fall, then you got to start wondering, well, how much more damage is going to get caused from now until
probably
then.
a lot yeah, because there's already, and I think the most damage has been psychologically and emotionally.
Toronto
the last 4 years has been a very difficult place to live.
I can't,
like, the energy is very dark. I can't recognize dense.
Toronto.
I remember when COVID first ended and I was working construction and I was just looking at the streets and I'm like, this doesn't look like Toronto no more. Like, businesses out of business, like a lot of them, like just go through King and Queen Street. There's a lot of empty ass.
But it's also, it was funny how there was a lot of empty ass businesses, but there was a lot of empty ass people walking around.
Exactly.
Like, they actually thought everything was fine. And I'm it's not.
Yeah, it wasn't really. It was a hard time for me because I'm pretty sure I was aware that all this stuff was going to happen years prior.
Oh, I've had plenty of
friends. I had a lot of weird ass. Yeah. Moments in my life where I ventured into very deep spiritual topics. And I just knew that 2020, something was about to come. I didn't know what it was, but when it came, it really shocked me.
Yeah, but I did what most people that I respect and I still speak to this day. I discussed it with myself to figure out what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And then I made my own conclusion.
Exactly.
I didn't wait for somebody to tell me what's going on and then tell me how I should react to this situation. I
took it into your own hands.
Yeah. And then I formed my own opinion because I'm sorry.
As did many people.
I'm allowed to form my own opinion. That's what a human being is allowed to do in this particular country. You know, there are some countries you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Even if you're a female or a male or whatever, you're not even allowed to speak sometimes. But in this particular country, I can form my own opinion. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Not everybody gets a trophy. Like, this is true. Like, I want it. This is what's going on. Okay, well, A, B, and doesn't add up to C. So then I don't agree with this.
Media, the news got a bit crazy.
Well, then that's where, like, silence Canadians, people. I keep telling people on, like, I get on rant sometimes when I'm DMing and talking to people sometimes. And I'm like, the one thing I hate about Canadians is they fucking forget too quickly.
Yeah.
Like, once true dick is out.
They just say sorry. That's they keep it. Going.
They're
going
to forget the last 10 years. And I'm like, this should be marked in schools, every level of education, the damage that was created because of this government.
Yeah.
It should be brought up over and over and over again.
So it never happens again.
Exactly. That's why. But no, the majority of Canadians forget it. And they'll move on to the next one. And I'm like, that's not the way it's supposed to work. But that also works in gym and social and life in general. And then what's the alternative? What are you supposed to do? Just fucking find an island and just be on an island by yourself? Is that the alternative?
That's definitely not the alternative.
Because then that's not what human beings are designed for. Yeah,
we're meant
for.
To be in community.
Yes.
The community aspect of life is like a medicine for us. So at least the natives that this land was like literally built upon.
Yeah.
they had a lot of teachings about building community as the number one medicine for the people.
We should go back to that.
And that's kind of what we need to go back to the, it's called the seven teachings. So there's seven teachings and it talks about love, courage, bravery, all these powerful words that we use every day. And we forget the true essence of it.
We don't act on those words every day.
We don't act on them. We just talk. A lot of people, even in the spiritual communities and all these spiritual Instagrams, it's all love and light always. And it's they're perfect. Missing things. They're missing that life comes with adversity, struggle, darkness, and you have to go through it. Stop trying to avoid it. The more you avoid it, the harder it's going to be able to, you're going to find yourself coping when life throws shit at you.
What's the number one problem that most people have when it comes to their mental and their physical?
What's going on in their lives? Honestly, it sounds crazy, but it does come back to how the hell are you breathing? Do you actually know how to breathe?
No, a lot of people don't know how to breathe properly.
Yeah. And we've been disconnected from our breathing mechanics, which helps regulate our nervous system when we're in these stressful moments. But you'll just find people on the bus, and you just see this heaviness. And it's just like, just take a deep breath in with me right now.
Yeah.
And hold that breath for at least 6 seconds and then release. And there's like this such calming effect on the body, on the nervous system.
I know.
And this is what people need to come to understanding. That this is what you need to do when you're finding yourself like about to freak out or something. You feel like you can't control what's going on. Just breathe. Just come back to the breath. Bring it in through the nose. Let it sink into the body. And just know that everything's meant to be the way it's supposed to
Nobody ever really expands their lungs, right? Nobody ever...
Our lung capacities are weak. Very weak. So like a proper breath mechanic is usually a 4-count in.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to hold that breath in for at least 6 to 8 seconds, a healthy breath.
And then let it out for how long?
And then let it out for about 4 to 6 seconds.
And then you do that how many times?
Just continue. That's how you're supposed to be breathing throughout your day.
Throughout your whole day, you're supposed to be breathing that way. Really?
To optimally be breathing, yes.
And you're doing it for what? For your mind as well as your lungs?
Just to get enough blood into everywhere that the blood needs to go to.
What's happening to your body when you're not doing that? When you're just breathing shallow breaths?
The shallow breaths, you're getting less oxygen into your bloodstream. Your veins are not opening up as much. And then it comes with a lot of anxiety, usually.
People have seen that. I've seen it myself. Like once you start doing some breath,
the best example is like go into a cold tub for the first time.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah. You start to panic.
The only way to control that situation is to breathe.
I've explained to people that the water starts to feel hot.
Yeah. I did 100 days in a row. Yeah. It was mind blowing.
Yeah.
Because I would feel my skin on fire after.
The very first time I ever did it, I could actually visualize the blood moving throughout my body.
Yeah.
I literally...
It expands your mind.
Yeah. I visualized the blood traveling like on a highway or something like that. And it was literally going to wherever it was cold, which was the whole fucking body. And it was just warming it all up because it was moving around in your body.
So yeah, when you're in that state, in the cold water, your body goes into survival mode.
Yeah.
And what it does is all the heat from your organs gets shot up to the surface of your skin. That's why you get all red.
But everybody, like, I remember my last girlfriend that I was with, she every morning she hated it. I do it, get back in bed, and she's like, "You're freezing." And I was like, "Yeah, I get it." And then I said, "Just give it a try." And she couldn't do it.
A lot of people can.
I said, "Listen, you don't." I did it from cold right away, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't give a shit. But then I just like, just jump in the shower and just try it, right? And I go, start from like warm, because then it's kind of comfortable.
You want to hear my first story of cold plunging?
Yeah.
So I was working construction at Festival, Highway 7, Vaughan.
Okay.
That was the last job site I ever worked at.
Okay.
And this is when I started cold plunging. I just remember finishing work and I had already been thinking, I need to try this. For years, I would see cold plunging and I'd be like, I can't do that. That's impossible. How the hell could I ever do that? And at the time, I was living with my ex in Woodbridge and there was a river right beside her house. And I'm just like, fuck this. It's middle of February. I'm walking to the river with the intention I'm going to jump in. And I get to the river and there's like all ice, except for this one spot, like a perfect circle. And I'm like, oh shit, it's happening. Like nature's basically telling me this is the spot for you right here. And I just remember going in and the river was like flowing underneath that ice. It was so cold. I only lasted 30 seconds.
And then you pop right out.
But that feeling when I got out and I was walking back, it was just like mind blowing. Like I went to work the next day just so happy telling people about it.
People didn't understand it?
Some guys, yeah. They got there was it? One guy I met at that site who like has been one of my biggest supporters. His name's Pat. And I met this guy. He was one of the safety guys. So like putting fences around, and I would talk to him about these things, and he was like a sponge. He would like take it all in, and he was already into like meditation and all this stuff. So I started to really connect with him, and to this day, he's like one of my biggest supporters.
Stop being chained to your construction company. That's what Revelate delivers to contractors like you who are trying to figure out AI and automations. I hear it all the time with guys I talk to, and it sounds like they spend way more time on things that waste money. Here's how Revelate does it. They study your business. They build custom AI software and automation tech to fit your process. They train you and your staff so you can save 50% of your time on the stuff that slows you and your projects down. You got into the trades to build things, not to be buried under endless admin work and broken systems. I know every day feels like you're solving the same problems instead of moving forward. That's why Revelate was created. They grew up in the construction industry and have been a part of it for more than 15 years. They know the grind and they work to fix it. Within weeks, you and your team and your business are saving half of your time on the stuff that keeps you from getting home and enjoying life. No more nights buried in the paperwork, just more time building and living. Stop being stuck in chaos. Let Revelate help you build something better. Book a demo. It's an easy chat and it's free. Book time now. www.revelate.com or on IG at revelate.inc or call them at 416-474-5755. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. He's doing it himself?
Not the cold plunging, but I did help him lose some weight recently.
Yeah.
Just helping him with nutrition. And now I'm helping out his son, who's like 18 years old, has a crazy like shredded body. He just needs to learn how to eat properly and to build up that muscle mass. So I've just been giving him a hand with all that.
Am I wrong to say that the younger generation these days, they're overweight?
They're what?
Are overweight.
Not all of them. So they're not? Honestly, a lot of kids are underweight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like malnutrition in younger children, I feel.
Why? Why do you think that?
Usually definitely stems down from like the way you were brought up.
They're not eating?
What are your parents feeding you?
Or they're just not feeding you good food?
No, not probably not a good... Not
or is it social constraints? Like they're conscious of how they look on social media?
That probably does come to effect, but
nobody ever talks about
my mom anymore. Always fed me right. Like I grew up eating whole foods. Yeah. I'm Portuguese, so yeah. That's kind of normal.
Yeah, you just eat right.
But I've seen kids at school just eating junk food every day.
You know what I saw the other day?
That has an effect on the body, 100%.
I was in the grocery store. You know what I saw? The handy snacks. Remember that shit?
What is that?
That fake cheese square with the cracker. Yeah.
The little Lunchable stuff.
I walked right by it, and
those are gross.
And I was like. That shit's still here?
Yeah.
Like, that is still there? I couldn't believe it was still there.
And now the problem, too, is you got, like, parents Uber eating food to their kids at school. Like, yo, what is going on?
Is that what they're doing for their kids' school lunch?
I guarantee that's happening. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, somebody out there, is this
there's
happening?
There's lots of tradespeople that are fucking Ubering their coffees.
That, too, yeah.
And their lunches to the job site.
When I first started high-rise, you know what was my duty every day? They gave me a shopping cart to go to Tim Hortons. I took the orders for every single guy in the carpenter. Just like, I would head to Tim Hortons and just take everyone's orders, have all the debit cards.
How many orders are we talking about?
Dude, like 20 to 30 every day. I did that for 3 months.
Listen, I'm going to just, Tim Hortons coffee sucks.
It's horrible.
Tim Hortons products, food products.
They're all garbage.
They all suck. They all fucking garbage, right? It's just, they don't make this a single good, part good of my piece story of anything, too. Man.
Doing that every day, and obviously I would eat Tim Hortons every day at this point. I was getting free food from the guy, and I kept building, like my lifestyle sucked. I was eating Tim Hortons every day, the coffee, the Timbits, and then I met this guy, Tim, at work. And this guy was like, he was an older gentleman, but I just looked at him eating his lunch. He was eating healthy.
Like a sandwich he made like at home?
Properly prepped food.
Okay.
Like whether it be some chicken or salad. And I started to talk to Tim and we really connected because we had a lot of similar beliefs in terms of spiritual topics, yep. COVID, what was going on, everything. Yep. And he's a big factor of why I'm here today. and where I am, because Tim inspired me to start to eat healthy, because he would call me out on the Timbits I'd be eating and all this stuff, because he seen potential in me. I was a young gentleman. I was really lost. You can probably tell I was lost at work because I was going through a lot of emotional things outside of work, which would linger into my work lifestyle. So Tim really helped me like start to connect with myself again.
Was he showing you, because where I was going with that question about
he showed me things that absolutely just,
but do most people put those Tim Hortons orders and they eat that shit like on a routine basis?
Routine.
Because that's the amount of crap that they need to fill that one particular void of their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Is that why they do it?
I was doing it for that.
Everybody does it for
I'd
that.
I'd be so frustrated at work, and I just, oh, I can't wait to eat these Timbits and I'll feel better. I'll eat a donut.
This will take care of me for 5 minutes, and I'll get
I'll
my...
I'll be good.
I'll be good.
But so many times I would eat that, and I'd feel like shit going into work after.
Did Tim explain to you that, like, it wasn't until, I mean, I started really paying attention to what you eat has the cause and effect of it. You can down all kinds of sugar you want, but and you'll get that surge right away and you'll feel like a Superman.
The crash
right?
is horrible though.
But then, exactly. But then that happens.
That crash is
so
disgusting.
Now you realize that if you eat that crap, that's eventually going to happen.
That's the outcome, yeah.
So stop
Whereas
eating
if
that
you eat
crap.
Just enough food, nutritious food, you're going to get a nice amount of energy and you're going to feel good throughout the rest of your day. You know what I mean? You're going to get in your car and you're going to feel good going home.
And then there's the ikigai way of doing things, which is just you just eat enough.
Yeah.
You never eat until you're bloated. Like you're just, listen, we all gone through the holidays. We all do that. And it's perfectly fine to do that. Right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, look at it this way. Don't eat all the turkey. Don't eat all the mashed potatoes.
Eat the whole box of cereal.
Eat a smaller fucking portion of it. And then you can have the other portion tomorrow.
Simple and that's another thing. Like there's a lot of toxic nutrition advice telling you to stop eating that. Stop eating that. The fear mongering is ridiculous.
That's the government
and it's not,
crap.
It's not about removing foods out of your life.
Did you see the bullshit?
You know what I mean? If you like a cereal, go
I don't
eat
touch
that.
Any, I don't touch
I'm not
any,
saying yeah. it's healthy, but man, if you want to eat that one time in like 3 months, are you really going to feel shit about yourself? Is it really going to damage your health to that point as long as you've been taking care of yourself?
Were you surprised that the American FDA actually has now acknowledged that eggs are good for you?
About time. It's like nutrient-dense food
I
on
know,
the planet.
For how many decades have they been saying high cholesterol, high cholesterol, high cholesterol, all this bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't we start educating people on good cholesterol and bad cholesterol?
Good, yeah, exactly. Right? The good and the bad.
Eggs are good. Like and I'm just
there's
tell
bad
everybody,
fat, there's good fat.
That's exactly it. You're supposed to
there's
eat
There's bad
fat.
Carbs, there's good carbs. Yeah, there's bad protein sources, there's good protein sources.
I just don't like that the crappy eggs... They make them a buck or two cheaper for the better eggs.
Yeah.
And then everyone goes with the crappier eggs. And I'm like, there's no point in doing that. You might as well just pay the extra little dollar and get the, I want darkness in my
egg. I always get brown eggs.
Brown eggs. I want dark. I want a stupid ass dark.
I miss the eggs in Portugal, to be honest.
It's different.
My grandma's eggs were like
it's
top.
Different. Europe is completely, I mean, way I respect different. The prime minister in Italy with the whole, no GMOs there.
Oh
man.
Yeah, no fake meat allowed.
Why is that even allowed here? Like, get rid of this shit. Like, get rid of all this crap, right? But nobody speaks up about it. And then their kid has a problem or a health problem or, you know, they have, all of a sudden you get kids with certain diseases. Like, what the fuck you, I don't understand how this.
This is why nutrition and is so important and even like supplementation. You should learn about what your body's deficient in because you can supplement it into your diet.
And there's your body actually gives you signs of what's missing
exactly.
in your body.
Exactly.
If you're low on D, if you're low on this or low on that, your body will tell you there's something going on with your body. It
it's
will
like
tell you.
The first half of last year, I was really into my nutrition, but I didn't really focus on nutrition. And when I went into my first bodybuilding prep, I was developing insomnia. I was having a hard time sleeping. Because I was on such low calories. But into my second prep, I started taking one of the products on the screen there, Sandman.
What is that?
It's a natural supplement that helps you relax and go to sleep and get really
What's
good.
What's in it?
It has things like ZMA, which is zinc, magnesium, and B6, which helps recover your body.
Yep.
It's got a little bit of melatonin to help your pineal gland stimulate that release. And then it has things like lemon balm. And just things to help relax the nervous system.
I'm cautious on some things because you start, like, it's kind of funny. And I'll just make this analogy as easy, as simple as possible. How all these tradespeople, they get older and then their dick don't work as well. So then they run towards the fucking Viagra or you get into Cialis, right? But it's like Ozempic. So Big Pharma makes a drug that helps you get what you need to get, but it actually damages what it's doing.
Exactly.
In the long term. So you can get the dick drug all you want. You can get the Ozempic, you know, lose weight drug all you want. But what's going to happen later on in your life, you're going to have major dick major problems. Major issues,
yeah.
You're going to have major weight problems. But you're smiling now because you have all this shit, which goes me back to the gym life. I still don't understand how it's been proven that Lululemon and all these fucking outfits are damaging people's bodies because of the products that are in these fucking garments, but yet everybody's wearing these things still to this day. And I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, if I was told that my jeans, my scotch and soda jeans were actually fucking making my dick worse, I wouldn't be wearing scotch and soda jeans anymore. You know what I'm saying? But everybody still wears
Lululemon. It goes down to these marketing schemes that companies pull out.
I don't fucking get it.
Their brands have blown up, so people are still going to buy it.
There's people that have studied them and the fucking chemicals in these garments. And I'm like, they're actually hormone disruptors. Well,
you could compare it to, like, why the fuck are people smoking cigarettes?
Cigarettes, I don't fucking get. I don't know why people are still vaping.
It's the same concept. Yeah.
I understand the vaping thing, right?
Like, the evidence is there. Cigarettes are very damaging to your lungs, to your body.
I go back to the human void. People will just keep going. Everybody needs to do something to fill those 5 minutes for this moment right now. Like the donut right now.
And that's
the cigarette right now. The coffee right now. That's very true, yeah. They want to make their... They wake... First of all, they're waking up incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to wake up correctly, you need to go to sleep correctly first.
100%.
So you need to figure out, what do I need to do to go to sleep correctly? And I guarantee you, you'll wake up correctly in the morning. Then you wake up in the morning.
Given, yeah.
You have a different mindset now. Now you don't want to go run and get a Tim Hortons donut, bagel.
You're going to make your own coffee, your own breakfast.
Press it if you want. Grind your own fucking beans all you want. Find out where the beans are coming from. Yeah. All this. Now there's all this talk about beans and fungus and all this other crap. And I'm like,
there's so much shit out there.
How about we just like make grocery stores all healthy? How about, and then you start paying attention to Whole Foods and how what shit show that's there, the amount of crap that's on their shelves where it's supposed to be all wholesome and nutrition. That's the premise of Whole Foods. Yeah. And I'm like, you'll never find me in Whole Foods, man. Like, I don't get
it. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Whole Foods. I work at Ambrosia. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
I work in the supplements department there.
Okay. So it's just, my fear is, my mom's got dementia. I've seen lots of older people now getting it.
Yeah.
We never saw this shit 40 years ago. It's just skyrocketed now. And then I look at the younger generation today, and what's that going to be like 30 years from now? 20 years from now?
That's a good question.
Like, if people... I mean, I started paying attention to lion's mane and certain mushrooms and all this other shit. And I'm like, I already look at my older sister. She's got 10 years on me. And there's a good fucking chance she's going down the same path. I've never verbally told her that. And I'm like, but there's a good, because she's not taking care of herself physically or mentally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're on the path of going down this way. And I think you can avoid it. You correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you can avoid dementia. And
yeah, there's definitely ways that you should be living so that these things don't develop. Obviously, there are cases where you do reach a certain age and things are just going to happen. But like, my grandma's 94 years old, living in Portugal, and only now she's being admitted into a nursing home.
Yeah,
because she's finally getting to that point where she cannot take care of herself.
I know, but I'm talking about people that are starting, like, it's...
But, like, it's becoming, in, like, our generation where it's, like, people my dad's age are developing, like, horrible things.
How old's your dad?
My dad's in his 50s.
I'm 53.
Yeah.
But I start having conversations, like, I remember a few years ago, there was a couple of, two guys who had heart attacks, one on the golf course, one on the job site, and they were in their early 50s. And then all of a sudden the doctors were saying that it was contributed to smoking, long-term smoking, and it just health and all this other shit. And then the circle of friends around them, they quit for a little while. Then they go right back and smoke.
Yeah, again. They go back to it.
But your buddy just, like, you were at the funeral and you just put him 6 feet under, and the doctors were saying that's the reason why that person
died. Honestly, seeing death sometimes is not enough for people. Like, seeing their own friend die.
You got to look good now. Not enough. Brace that.
I've had friends that have gotten addicted to drugs after even watching their friends overdose. It's like, how could you do that, bro? Your friend overdosed.
How do they answer?
I don't even bother, because you're wasting your energy. I will only help people that are open to being helped.
Are the majority of
people
lost?
There's no point of trying to tell someone what to do if they're not. I've tried to help friends get off drugs. They just go back on it.
What kind of drugs are we talking about here?
Cocaine.
Fentanyl, all the crap?
I haven't had friends too much with fentanyl, but definitely cocaine has been probably the most apparent problem I see in people my generation. It's sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why they start doing it? They're at a party?
Party phase of your life, you know? Like, I went through my party phase. I did try some of these substances, but I never let it take over my life to get to a point where I'm addicted to this and I'm wasting money and I'm ruining my family's life.
Before construction, I was in film production, man. There's like,
there's lots of drugs there. Yeah.
And it's always there, right? But I never chimed into it. I wasn't interested in that fucking world, right? I didn't like, it's just like, I don't need to start to take heroin to understand that I won't like it or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's certain things in life that I don't need to experience that I'll know just by from my own research, I will not like that. Yeah, I don't want that to be a part of my life, right? Conquer chaos. Fast contractors, listen up. You got enough on your plate without software slowing you down. Jobtable is built for you by contractors, and it's the easiest way to stay on top of everything. Get paid faster with automated invoices, track employee hours accurately, and streamline payroll. Never lose track of the quote or job again. And here's the kicker. It's so simple. Even the most tech-shy contractor will feel like a pro. Head to jobtable.com and start your free trial today. Work smarter, not harder.
That was kind of my experience, but I had tried certain things, and then I realized, I'm like, holy shit, this is exactly why my younger self said, I will never do this. Because I grew up in a very, like, I grew up very shy, innocent, and I would always tell myself, oh, I'll never do that stuff. I'll never do these things. And then I kind of got into a phase of my life where I was trying to fit in, be cool. You know, you start hanging out with the wrong friends that influence these things on you. And of course, I made those decisions, but I look at it as if I didn't do that now, what if I did that later in my life? And it actually did affect my life in a negative way.
Do you have siblings?
I have one brother.
Younger or older?
2 years younger.
Okay.
And he's one of the best construction workers I've ever met.
What's he doing?
Right now he's in high rise.
Okay.
But I think he's looking into going back into framing. Because that's where he really excels, in like building homes. And he's got a pretty good opportunity coming up soon.
So when you're training, you're helping people out, what are they looking to do? What are they looking to accomplish? If it's a man or a woman, doesn't matter. Like what's the...
It really varies, but usually people are just trying to, you know, lose some weight, feel better about themselves. And obviously physical fitness is a starting point, but I like to take people a little deeper. With the breathing, with like, how are you feeling today? Talk to yourself.
Yeah.
We have this internal dialogue. We can use it for our advantage to really reflect upon ourselves.
Do they get it when you talk to them like that about that technique?
Honestly, nowadays people are a lot more open to because information. They've done enough
research, they're paying attention to it.
People are starting to pay attention more. There's a lot of bullshit on the TV. It's pulling people away from that. People are trying to figure things out. Just as I was 2-3 years ago. I was trying to figure out how can I live my life where I actually... looking forward to waking up every day.
And then what about, how do you navigate the world of fucking pronouns and fat shaming and people misunderstanding what you're saying? Shit like that. Everyone has a feeling and it gets fucking hurt on every
honestly,
single
I just stay in my own world. I try not to even let that stuff absorb into my mind.
No, but if you got people coming up to you and then all of a sudden...
I've never really experienced that, to be honest.
Okay, no, it doesn't happen? I wouldn't be able to handle it. Like, I wouldn't.
No,
like,
I wouldn't handle that right? Shit either.
Like if I see an obese person, man or a woman, I'm going, you're an old, you're a fat fucker. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's as simple as
you
that.
Don't need to tell them.
I know exactly what you need to do, but are you doing it? No, but if you want to go and get that Tim Hortons donut, then that's not contributing you to helping yourself out.
Of course.
But if you want to feel confident, then good. I mean, like, if you're a big girl or big boy and you feel right in your own body, your skin, then great. And you're happy.
Yeah,
then great.
Most people are not. Yeah, it comes down to like they're trying to make you feel good about something that you know you don't feel good about.
But if you're truly not happy about it, then
you're
going to
make a change
story.
About it.
Yeah.
And that comes back to like if there's something in your life that you don't like and it's still in your life, that's your choice. You're making the decision to actively keep this situation in your life
every single day.
And I did that for many years. I knew I was in a horrible relationship that was affecting my life. It was literally bringing me to the brink of suicide at times. I'm not even fucking joking.
Yeah.
No, and I was keeping myself in there. I had no one to blame. It was me. I didn't know how to fucking man up and grab my own balls and be like, Alex, this is not for you. Until, you know, those days did come. And I finally found that courage within.
What's your dad do?
My dad's a truck driver, a boom truck driver.
Okay.
Picks up walls for the carpenters.
Yeah.
That's but cool. For many years, he drove like 18-wheeler.
Yeah. Where's your family from?
Portugal.
What part?
So my dad's from São Miguel, Punta Garça.
Oh, okay.
It's a part of Vila Franca do Camp.
Okay.
This little freguesia from Vila Franca. And then my mom's from the northern region of Portugal, like close to the Spanish border.
Okay, all right. So the mountains. Meet then if they... Was she
came. My parents met at the Benfica club back in the 90s at a party. That's so funny. Crazy story is my mom already knew one of my cousins from my dad's side.
Okay.
Went to this party with him, Louis. Shout out to Louis. He's a mechanic.
Okay.
He saved my life so many times from car accidents and he fucking eats me every day. When every time I see him, he's like, oh, my number one customer. But yeah, my mom already knew Louis and they go to this party and my mom sees my dad and asks Louis like, who is that? And then eventually things happen.
And, that's awesome.
And my dad actually asked my mom to marry after like 3-4 months of dating. It's crazy.
That's not too crazy back then.
It's like, are you sure you want to do that? I don't think you know this person.
Anybody
yet.
Getting married these days?
I ain't. Fuck that.
I just got invited to a friend's contractor friend of mine, his wedding that he's having in September.
I mean, I think it's cool, honestly, but there's aspects to marriage that I don't fuck with because of the government aspect.
In what way? What do you...
Like, you're, like, signing these papers and your marriage is not yours.
So I don't know anything about it because I've never been married.
You get married and you have to be registered under the government, and this is how people, when they go through divorces, everything's taken away. Or, really? Like, things are 50-50. It's because it's a contract.
With the government?
Yeah.
Why is the government in your bed?
I don't know. You can research this stuff, but
no,
when you're
I'm
making
never
those
be married, so I don't know. Exactly, this, right?
You're good, but
yeah,
it is. I'm not saying that marriage is bad, but there are aspects of it that you have to be informed about. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that. Okay.
I guess, but marriage should just be between the two people. There shouldn't be an influence from, like, I'm just going to say it, like, yeah, religion or like this, yeah, and
this,
that.
This particular government's just overreached on everything nowadays.
That's anywhere, though.
That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
That's a tricky topic. So how is it in, like, okay, we're recording right now. It's January 10th or 11th, 11 right now. And so I just assume everybody's in the fucking gym now, right? Everybody's working out now because it's
people
January.
People are trying, yeah.
When's the trail off? 21 days or 28 days? What is it, the fourth week? It's like it starts to taper off?
Probably, yeah.
That same
just
friend of mine,
before
the
February.
Piano, the same friend of mine, the piano guy, he joined the gym and then he went in January, did the whole fucking thing, and then he never went back. And then,
well, the number one aspect of why people don't fulfill their fitness goals is because they set too many goals all at once.
100%.
Fitness is a very, is okay, how do I phrase? Fitness is something you must start very slowly.
And you didn't get unfit overnight.
Yeah. So like I was 6 years away from the gym. And I really wanted to get back into it. Something inside of me was like, couldn't let go of the dreams that I had with bodybuilding and building my physique. But when I started my fitness journey up again, I didn't go to the gym. I promised myself to do 100 pushups every single day for 100 days. And I pushed through that. There's a lot of days I didn't want to do it. But that's how
during
I got
the
back.
The whole day?
Yeah, I would do 50
push-ups.
In the morning.
Just pull off 100 pushups.
50 in the morning, 50 at night.
Yeah. Good for you.
And I just kept doing that. I seen some gains in my chest. I was like, this is awesome. Push-ups, and that's kind free. Of when I decided, like, okay, I need to quit construction and just like put my life into fitness and wellness, no matter how much of a struggle I go through. I was terrified. When I quit my job, I was like trembling inside.
Of course.
Like, what the fuck am I going to do? Yeah. How am I going to make $2,000 a week? You know what I mean? All these questions popped in my mind, but I knew for my own mental health that I needed to let it go.
Because it wasn't giving you what you wanted?
It was not giving me what I wanted, the fulfillment of, like, I always knew from a young age that I wanted to help people.
So why are there so many coaches or trainers out there that are misinforming people? Like, are they just,
it comes down to
us?
Money.
It's just money? That's
money.
All it is?
I'm not doing this shit for money.
Yeah.
I'll help people for free at times. I don't give a fuck. Obviously, I want to build up my my business, and I do want to get to a place of financial success, but that's not what I'm in it for. And that's where people go wrong. Yeah, they're thinking about the money. Like, how am I going to make this money?
You want to
I'm not thinking about
people.
How am I going to make $100,000? I'm thinking about how can I impact people's lives through giving them a genuine service that I won't even feel bad about selling them. A lot of people, they're scared to sell what they're selling because they know it's bullshit.
Why do you think the majority of people give up on these, like outside of the goals or like that? Do they not understand it, or why do they look at it like it's a lot easier just to give up than to keep on working out and eating right, eating healthier? It's a lot. I get it. It's a lot easier. But why do they always go that path instead of continue down this path?
It's not meant for everyone.
But it should be.
It should be. To a certain aspect, you don't have to.
Doesn't matter what age you are, what
sex you are. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, fitness doesn't have to be this extreme that bodybuilders are doing.
No. You just want to be healthy and
you just got to set up small daily habits. Like, okay, I'm going to up my protein intake, lower down my carbs a little bit and my fats. And I'm going to walk 10,000 steps a day. And maybe I'm going to work out two to three times a week. That sounds a lot easier than saying I'm going to go to the gym every day until my life changes.
Blast it. Yeah, I know. You shouldn't.
Bro, you're going to crash.
Yeah.
This New Year's hype is going to fall, is going to dissipate, and you're going to be there like, fuck, I give up. And yeah, giving up is a lot easier. But then you have later on in life all of those regrets. And I remember when I first got into breathwork and the whole fitness thing, doing the 100 push-ups, I was also doing journaling, something I had never done before in my life. But I was waking up every day, I was writing three things I was grateful for, three things that I wanted to do that day. And then there was like a daily quote that you had to write every day. And I, for over a year, I wrote this down. The pain of discipline is far less than the pain of regret.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, what helped me the most is having these quotes around, going into like these more, these deeper topics about mindset. People want the physical changes, all these beautiful things that come, but they don't understand there's a whole mindset shift that needs to occur for you to get to that physical place.
Do a lot of people engage with you when you're coaching and training them? They start talking to you more about the spiritual kind of the mental.
Within breathwork, like when I do a breathwork session, obviously I take people very deep and I'm there open to listening to them. Whatever problems they, obviously I don't force them to tell me what's going on. I just create a safe space where they feel comfortable to share what's going on with them so that I can better help them throughout the breathwork session. Because through the breathing and the music that I choose, I allow certain emotions to come up that you will feel safe feeling. And because of the space I've created within that session.
Am I wrong to say that if people took care of themselves better, breathwork-wise or even training, mentally, put themselves in a more grateful, wake up happier, there'd be far fewer divorces going on? Because I just feel as if that a lot of people, mostly women,
there would be a lot less
wake
things
up
going
and
on.
They think that if they change their life by divorcing, that their life will get better, when I think they're the root of the fucking problem and they need to just physically
and
mentally.
Well, with any relationship, if there's something wrong, both people have to take accountability.
Yes. But if you know only one does.
If only one's taking accountability,
and
it's not going to work.
Denying it, like,
and that's kind of what I was going through. I decided to do all this internal work and my partner just didn't want to.
Yeah, but you self-heal yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And then who gives a fuck about them, man? They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. Everyone, that's the funny thing. Everyone has the tools. Everybody has the exact same tools out there.
This is why I tell people, I have people come up to me all the time, like, Alex, you look amazing. Oh my God, blah, 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 all these things. I appreciate it so much. Honestly, that keeps me going, but I am not fucking special. You can do the exact
Anybody can. I know.
You can go sing a song at an open mic. You can go hop on stage in a bodybuilding show. I am not special. There's millions of people doing what I do, but it just seems like it's so out there and different from what other people and what the norm is.
What are your thoughts on fasting and cleansing and things like that?
Definitely has its purpose.
Yep.
If beneficial. That's what your goal is, to cleanse. But there also is the nutrition. If you're trying to build muscle, you need to eat.
No, of course.
And you need to learn how to fuel your muscle cells for training and recovery.
I've always had the mindset that sometimes you got to break down the body just to rebuild the body up again, right? Like the best thing, once you start discovering that you tear muscle to rebuild it, then that's all you're really doing, right? So yeah. For you to exercise and for you to get stronger or grow bigger,
yeah,
you need to blow
you
up.
You need to lift some weights, yeah, rebuild and get strong. You'll notice like every week you should be able to put like 2.5 to 5 pounds more on that lift if you're doing it properly.
No, I still cleanse and I still fast because I see the benefits of
it. Oh, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Huge benefits, right?
For me personally, there's no point in me trying to fast long term. I just stick to my meals. I know what I'm eating is fueling my body properly. But for other people, they do need to fast. They need to let go of that attachment to food.
Yeah.
And fasting is a good way to like, you know, reset the body.
That's 100% why I like doing it, right?
But there's also the extreme of it. People like going without water for 7 days and all this.
No,
like, bro, I think that's very extreme. I don't think people should be doing that.
No.
Obviously, there's people that doing it because they can handle that. But for you as a person doing that to go advise your entire Instagram page that you need to do this.
I've never said to
like,
do
bro,
it
there
water.
Is no, no right way for anyone. What you're doing is not what other people should be doing. Maybe for some of them, they'll want to get into that.
Attention contractors and construction professionals. Do you feel like your expenses are way too high? Imagine cutting your spending by 28%. At Schooley Mitchell, they dig deep to help you save on essential expenses that could be impacting your bottom line. Their risk-free analysis allows you to concentrate on your trade while they find those savings for you. Don't let extra expenses keep you from achieving the success you deserve. Reach out today to schedule your risk-free analysis and unlock your savings. Find them at www.schooleymitchell.com/office/AEGIUGGIO/about. Or reach out to them at erica.jugio@schooleymitchell.com. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. I've never asked my family. I can't tell you the last time I went to my family doctor because I don't trust him. I don't like him. Right?
I don't so even have a family doctor.
Every time I've ever gone to him, it's always been a conversation that ends with a script. And I'm like, why are you writing that? I'm never going to fulfill it and I will never consume those drugs. So mm-hmm. then I'll move on. Right? And that's it. And then I didn't understand it until I realized I started diving deep into it. I get it. You're motivated because you make money from these scripts. I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm not interested in that shit. I'm not fulfilling
this.
That's
why script. You need to become kind of your own little doctor. Yeah.
Then I stopped listening to him. But I know that whenever you start talking about a new training exercise or a program, or if you want to fast or you want to cleanse, please consult your fucking medical practitioner. And I was like, no, you don't.
You don't need
just,
to.
People have asked me over and over, like I go 7 days once a year. I'll go to 3 days once a month. That's the extent of it. But I'm doing water fasting.
Yeah.
With salt.
With
right?
salt, the electrolytes, you can't yes. deplete your body electrolytes. No. You're not going to feel good.
You still need that. And I know exactly the stages of what my body does and how I go through things and what happens.
And that's
right?
another thing. Don't just do something because people are doing it. Actually inform yourself on the process. It's like, okay, you want to build a physique? You need to inform yourself. You need to research.
Yeah.
Do a bunch of research on how am I going to achieve this. Yeah.
I tell people exactly the cause and effects. I tell them exactly what's going to happen. I go, this is what's going to happen day one. This is what's going to happen day seven. I go, your body might be slightly different. But what I like about those things that you do, no different than training or even breathing or like that, you know exactly how your body reacts while you're doing this. So it's no different than eating the shit food. You know
what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know exactly you're going to crash. You may not know.
Like, okay, I'm going to go on a weight loss journey. I know that I'm going to eat these meals and this is the outcome.
Yeah. And that's how it works. So then I know what my body feels like when I have a piece of steak. I know what my body feels like when I have sugar. I know I'm old enough to realize what the cause and effect of all this shit is.
Facts.
And everybody should be doing the exact same thing. And if you can't afford a gym or whatever it is,
yeah, you don't even need a gym.
You just need a floor. You need some place you can do push-ups.
You can learn body weight movements. You want calisthenics.
I know everything.
Even throughout Toronto now, there's calisthenics parks.
Really?
They literally build the pull-up bars. Everything.
You don't need a gym. All that shit.
You do not need a gym. This is the problem that people have. They think they need to go to a gym to change their life. It all starts with.
No, they need the gym for the social media aspect.
Yeah,
set up the cameras and then start recording content.
Obviously, I enjoy going to the gym. Like after this podcast, I'm going to go to the Pure Muscle for the first time ever, which is like the biggest gym in Canada.
Where are they?
Just on the border of Burlington.
Ten minutes away. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the gym's cool and all, but it's not what everyone needs. And a lot of people are not going to feel comfortable going into gyms. Me that's what I need to do for my goals. I need to be in these facilities because of the machines they have, and it's just a superior way for me to build up my physique. I can't rely on calisthenics. It's not part of my goals. But for someone who's just trying to get into fitness, they need to start with the basics and the small things.
I still like old school bars.
I love it.
Like hexagon dumbbells and just like, yeah. I just still like, I see all the fancy new shit. And I'm like,
I love the old school stuff.
It's impressive. It's kind of cool. You can isolate this particular muscle just by doing this one action.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but I still kind of liked, you know, like just doing the bench.
It's the nostalgia of it.
Yeah, that's all it is, right? Just a bar and fucking metals and similar to that, right? Just
takes your mind back to pumping iron.
It was just old school way of doing things. And it worked then. It still works today. And that's
what made me fall in love with bodybuilding.
Yeah.
It wasn't this new stuff. It was literally, I don't know if you ever heard of Steve Reeves.
Yeah.
That the image of Steve
Hercules,
Reeves,
yeah, I know,
changed my life forever.
Yeah,
I looked at them like, this is what every man should like strive to attain, because it's,
every man
it's
can,
doable,
right?
Well, most of us can get to a certain level of looking like that. Maybe not to the proportions that he had, because everyone has their own unique physique and proportions and the way your muscles insert, and that's just how it is. But you can be inspired by things.
I wanted to ask you, what foods are misunderstood that are good but are bad for you, vice versa? If they're bad for you but they're really good for you?
I feel like a lot of people give a bad name to like rice.
I'm not a big rice guy.
Like white rice, I have no problem with white rice.
White rice is better than brown rice.
I eat jasmine rice every single day.
Yeah?
But it's also measured.
Portion based on what you are.
Yeah, based on what my coach tells me to do, right?
What's the rice argument that is it goes bad the next day or some shit?
People just, you know, carbs are bad, this and that. But
you
like,
need some.
Go talk to any athlete in the NBA, NHL, soccer. Carbs fuel everything they do.
How many plates?
Whether
of
it's a
pasta?
Gatorade or a banana or like a little piece of pasta. Or like soccer players are having full beautiful meals.
It was Phelps, wasn't it? Phelps in the Olympics, he was having how much pasta?
Yeah.
Every single day.
Carbs
but
will
he was
fuel.
Burning so many calories from his, yeah, that's how it works.
Carbs is the most important thing for athletic performance. And this is I guess that's the misconception we get from all this carnivore stuff and just people just cutting out carbs completely, just eating meats and all these fats. I'm like, I'm not saying that that's not good, but it is a little extreme for most people.
A portion of it is fine.
Yeah.
I think it's portions. As you get older, just listen, it's bad to go to America because America's horrendous for portions, eh? I'm sorry, but
supersize.
They everything's it's unfortunate. Morgan died, right? Supersized guy who made that movie.
I heard about
he died
that.
In his 50s, heart attack or whatever it was. And I was like,
that's crazy.
Did his movies have an effect on his body? Probably. Long term, probably. And it probably contributed.
Maybe he continued to not live his life as
I don't know. But should. America is notorious for huge portions of shit. Like the last time I was in Vegas, is like I can't even go to a buffet in Vegas for breakfast or even lunch or whatever it is. I'm like, this is just stupid. But people just sit there and just consume. And I'm like, portions is what's key.
Have you ever watched the movie They Live?
Yeah.
That one.
80s.
That one explains a lot.
John Carpenter,
when I
man.
Watched that movie, I was like, what on... This is better than The Matrix. This is showing things a lot
same
more
idea.
Simple.
Same idea.
Obviously, but Matrix is a lot more complex
in
their like, understanding of reality, but like They Live just tells it to you. It's pretty funny.
I'm here
consume, obey.
It? Yeah, basically what it is, I'm here to fucking shoot people and chew gum and I'm all out of gum. That was the line that he had while he walked in there,
it was
right?
Roddy Piper, right?
Yeah, Roddy Piper, right? Which is funny. And Keith David, which is a great actor too as well.
That's another thing. Like movies back then, there was so much art to it.
Because they weren't afraid to actually just fucking say it as it is.
Or even to like create these visual effects that you had to do through camera tricks and the way you set up the set. That's gone. Like everything's just CGI now.
We'll
add that on the computer. You know.
I wonder what a pumping iron today would look like.
Well, there's generation. Is it?
I saw that in
those ones
same.
Are not the
it's
same.
Garbage.
Yeah, they're
no, but if you were to actually do a pumping iron today, right? Just try to get to the elite of elite and tell that whole.
It wouldn't happen.
I don't think you can tell that story.
There's too much like, I don't fuck with that guy. That guy doesn't fuck with that guy.
Yeah,
there's too much of that within bodybuilding. I feel. We're like, bro, we all doing the same shit. If anyone's going to understand the lifestyle, it's the people doing it. Why are we dividing amongst each other?
Would you say that having a job like as a tradesperson or a farmer, a physically active job, is a good thing for you, man or a woman?
Well, we definitely need those people in our society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because the reason I bring it up is that a lot of people that find purpose in life come from those kinds of physical jobs.
100%.
Farmer, yeah. Tradespeople, building things, working with their hands, all kinds of career options like that, where mm-hmm. you're mentally thinking about how to build something, draw something, create something, but then you take your hands and you actually act on it and you build on it, right? And there's been studies done that it's more fulfilling.
It is, yeah.
Versus I've seen office people who are just in cubicles, right?
I can compare that. I did framing and I was building houses with my brother and this man, this older guy, Tony. This guy was like a legend carpenter, mind blowing.
Yeah.
But like working that job, I was comparing, because then I went into high rise and I would compare. I'm like, yo, building a house and looking at it is so much more fulfilling than working on a condo 100%. Site. Where it's just concrete and this is like the same thing layer box, by layer
box,
by
box,
layer.
Box, box,
when
box.
You build a house, you look at that shit and you're like, wow. Because it's a lot more work than just block by block, you know.
But everybody wants the security of an office job, pension. They know what their salary is. They get the review every 6 months. They get an increase in their salary. Everyone wants that. They go home to their family, their TV, their shit like that, right?
That's the way we've been programmed, right?
That's the unfortunate thing, but it's you can reprogram that shit.
Yeah, if like you're willing to do today, that.
Right, to reprogram that
shit. If you're willing to, because it's not easy. When you start to deconstruct the things that you've been programmed, it comes hard. With a lot of pain.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, what the fuck? The life that I thought or the world as I knew it is gone. Because the world you've been taught as a child is not what the world is.
No.
Even the shit NASA's saying is like, this is all bullshit. Nobody fucking knows what's going on.
What's NASA saying these days?
I don't know. I don't want to go into that topic, but.
Well, I would love to see Musk get on Mars. You know, hopefully he gets on Mars in my lifetime.
If that stuff is even true, right?
I don't fucking know.
Right? It's not at the end of the day.
I joked on the show. I was like, who's going to shoot that movie?
These are all adult fantasies.
Yeah.
They're trying to get us to think about Earth is our home. There's nowhere we're going. There's no Mars. There's no none of that shit.
No, I think
this is all propaganda.
What I find interesting about Mars is not about moving to Mars to inhabit Mars. I think the theory from what I read, what I've done research-wise, was that Mars used to be like an Earth billions of years ago. And the theory is to find out why that Earth became like Mars. Because it's just naturally
again that's from the perspective they gave us,
that's how they share it. But then
the ancients didn't look at Mars as a planet or anything. They just seen it as a light in the sky.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's not a physical but object.
Even this Earth has a end at some point, whether that's billions of years from now. It has an end, right? It'll be depleted.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's like that's the reason why I'm fascinated science wise is like what caused the end of Mars, and that's potentially going to be what's going to cause the end of Earth.
Is I guess it
gonna
that's be the tomorrow? Curiosity of
no,
it.
It's no, it's not going to be tomorrow.
Not in our
is
lifetime.
There climate change? That's all fucking bullshit, right?
That's all.
So it's like that's. But I mean, from now, like billions of years from now, what? Where are we headed? Right. That's all I'm trying to try.
We'll
to
never know.
But we'll never know because we're not going to be around. But if and they I think get there and they that's find
the,
that that's data,
the great mystery of life and.
But humans are they fascinated by making up shit.
Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of these science books are. They're just an adult
story.
An organization put them together. Like we can get into the Rockefellers, all these family. They are creating the textbooks.
Yeah.
They're putting them from. So we have these thoughts about the planets, all this. But do we really know it's real?
No.
We don't even know if this is real.
Until you go
what
visit.
What if we're in a fucking video game right now?
Yeah.
And we're just talking to each other. And our spirits are coming into these bodies as interfaces. Because we can get into that shit too. Like there's people talk, go on YouTube. Simulation theory has blown up.
Simulation theory?
Like literally theories of how we're in a simulation right now. Me and you.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Matrix basically.
Exactly.
Really?
And there's a lot of truth to these things. Because if you start to understand physics and energy, you start to understand what we truly are.
So who's controlling this simulation?
Who knows?
Who's created this simulation?
These are all questions that can't be answered. And there's a lot of people trying to tell you that this is the truth, this is the truth, this is the truth. There is no truth in terms of these topics because we can't figure this out.
So then why bother eating right? Why bother exercising? Why bother doing anything?
Because it allows our human anything. Experience to
but
not
But now they're
be
going
so
after virtual human experiences now.
Yeah, that's
when they started launching all that shit, and they started talking about all the virtual worlds now, right? We're all seeing it in social media now. You start scrolling through your feed, you're getting certain pictures and videos that are, you're questioning, wait a minute, that's AI driven. That's not a real person there. We already starting to see that shit.
Exactly.
So how do you, what's the plan? Disconnect from all of it?
Not really. I don't think there is a, like a, one size fits all plan. I think people just really need to figure out who they are, like internally. Like what makes you happy?
You gotta discover that on your own, man.
No one could tell you that.
No.
And you're gonna have to go through that. You're gonna have to go through a lot of dark moments in your life to figure those things out. If you're actually trying to find your purpose, it's not gonna come to you. It's only gonna come to you through trial and challenges and failure. Then you're gonna come to your purpose and be like, okay, this is it. Because you went through all of those things.
Introducing Alt Labor Solutions, the game changer for contractors and laborers. Are you a contractor needing skilled labor, or have labor in need of quick shifts? Or how about buying, selling, or renting tools, material, and equipment? Connect easily with contractors and find resources hassle-free through Alt Labor Solutions online platform. Post job listings with project details, browse public resumes, and choose the right person for the job. Explore their job board for new opportunities and connect with top talent. Alt Labor Solutions revolutionizes the labor industry with a user-friendly interface, secure payments, and a supportive team. Visit them at altlaborsolutions.com and start connecting with other contractors today. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. Here's a question to ask you, Alex, is a lot of tradespeople will complain about they don't have time to fucking cook their food, make their lunch, get ready for it, all the meal prep and all
that. I felt that way too.
I know, but how do you do it? How do you handle it? How do you manage it? Because obviously you're not going out and buying a burger.
Yeah, for me, it's just priority.
You just make it.
Wake up, take 30 minutes of my day to fucking meal prep.
That's it. For the day or for the week?
I usually do 1 to 2 days.
Okay, all right. Do you not get tired?
I don't work construction.
Sorry?
So I don't work construction anymore. So like, obviously I have more time to do that than a construction worker.
But I still believe that construction workers can still have the time to do that.
Yeah, of course.
They just have to dedicate the time to do it. It's the same difference. Exactly. You want to wake up at 5, you can wake up at 5. You want to wake up at 4, you can wake up at 4.
Exactly.
Right? It's up to you. You can go to sleep earlier, wake up earlier.
And there's a lot of bodybuilders that work construction.
Yeah, of course.
And they're going on stage, they're competing, they're living their lifestyle. And it's 10 times harder if you're working trade, of course. But they make it happen.
Are there still, I was told years ago that CFL players are working in construction. All CFL players
probably they don't make enough money.
They don't make enough money, right? So a lot of them are in construction.
Yeah, that's wild. that's fucking wild. Brutal, right? And then you got these 18-year-old soccer players making billions. Like, what the fuck?
But then that's where it goes back to the social media. Everybody wants to be a social media star and then
make money. And that's the whole thing you see with sports now. Is a lot of these newer athletes within football and all these sports. It's like a lot of social media fame.
Yeah.
So like even within football, soccer, the art of soccer is gone from when we grew up.
Yeah.
Watching Ronaldinho, Kaká, Ronaldo, Messi, that shit is gone.
Who's there now?
There's nobody. Try to compare any of these young talents.
I'm trying to think of anybody.
There's nobody.
That's sticking in my head.
Vinicius Jr.,
kind of
nowhere near some of these personalities. Jude Bellingham, all these players, they don't even come close to the things that we got to experience.
So what do
we literally witnessed the end of football as an art.
You think they're going to create like super athletes now? You're going to get into this
mindset? It's just a lot of money. It's just all about money nowadays. You can
I find a lot of it is just distraction, man.
Entertainment,
right?
That's it. Like the NFL, how much times they get caught for rigging matches? And then in the courts, they get away with it. Why? Well, it's labeled as an entertainment business.
They can afford it, first of all.
And it's entertainment.
Yeah, and they'll pay for it.
It's not an actual sport where there's like real competitiveness.
At least with the
a lot of it's
WEF,
rigged.
Whatever, the world wrestling, they just admit that it's fucking entertainment.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't acknowledge it as a sport. They just say it's entertainment. It's just pure entertainment.
There's a whole topic on YouTube actually about how like all sports is scripted.
I don't doubt it.
You can even like, if you know numerology, you can like start to figure out the results of these matches.
I don't doubt it at all, man.
And there's a whole community on YouTube that do this, and they actually start using their codes to bet on the matches so they can make income. It's wild.
I'm looking for the day to just disconnect from all this shit.
No.
Eh? And like I'm getting close to it.
This is my end goal with my life. I'll be very open with you. I want to make enough money so that I can go back to Portugal to where my grandfather lived his life, and to protect that land and to actually build something out of it. Yeah. I want to grow food. I want to raise chickens. I want to go back to those, but I also want to do it with the technology we have to document that and to share it with the world, because I feel like everyone should be able to aspire for things like that. Because it is a struggle to be in these cities, in these metropolitans, and seeing what life has been for us when this is not the way it was back then.
I finally disconnected from my last streaming service, man. I'm done. I'm not connected to any streaming service whatsoever.
No more Netflix, nothing.
I got rid of Netflix like a year ago.
I gotta get on that.
I was completely, even a friend of mine was like, oh, have you seen this movie lately? And I was like, no, I don't give a shit about
it. You watch Squid Games? No.
No, I didn't. I never watched. I watched 2 seconds of it. I was like, this is done. When I was at the girlfriend's house and she was watching.
I can't lie. I watched it all. It was pretty mind-blowing.
So I've disconnected from all of it. And then people are telling me, oh, did you watch this? I go, no, I don't give a shit. And I don't even feel bad about it. Because you know why? That conversation's done the moment that he started it.
Yeah.
So by you telling me that you should have watched this, all he said was, it was good. And I was like, okay.
What else? Was good about it?
It was good. It was just really good. And I was like, that's it? Then I didn't miss anything. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't miss anything. Right?
It's so true.
Gone are those days. Like when it was an event, you went to go see The Godfather in the fucking theater. It was an event. All that shit was an event, right?
I wish I lived in that time.
Then you go talk about it for fucking months, years later, right? Today, they create content that is just...
quick content.
Yeah. It just supplies enough until the next piece of shit content comes out. And then the next piece of shit content. Yeah.
It's so true, yeah. And honestly, I catch myself sometimes, I'm scrolling on it. I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Yeah, and then you just disconnect from it. And I can't wait.
And that's too also why I try to create positive content about mindset training, all that. I just want to
But it doesn't do as well as all the other crap.
No, content, it's not going to. Yeah. And I really don't want it to. Because I understand
millions of people just
me, myself, who I am is not meant for everyone.
Yeah.
And I don't want
it. Doesn't matter. It shouldn't.
I don't want people to come. Like, I don't want a big following. I don't want the fame. I don't want any of that. I want to just be who I am and inspire the people that are going to resonate with the message and actually acknowledge what I'm saying. You get a bunch of fame, no one's actually listening to you. They're just looking at what you have.
Fame's a light.
Exactly.
That's all it is, right? And every light goes out one day. As simple as that. Even the biggest of stars, they're done. Yeah, they created content that's always going to be there and you can watch it in the past and you can go see an old movie, so to speak.
Well, this is why music is such a beautiful thing, because we...
Yesterday's music.
Yeah, I'm talking about, obviously. Not but there are music. Okay, there are good
music. Far and few.
It's just mainstream wise, there is no good music.
No.
That's what, like back then, there was mainstream music that was actually good.
Yeah,
it was. For you to find good music now, you're going to be listening to someone who's not known, basically.
And someone that probably doesn't want to play the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Because there's a game to it,
It's a game to it about...
Like Hollywood's burning right now. That's fucking crazy.
Simple as that. I love listening to Cat Williams. Mm-hmm. I love listening to him talk about what he was offered, and he said, I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
And I walk away from it.
And these things have been exposed for years. Only now it's coming to light publicly. But like, I remember in 2016, I was a young 18-year-old, and I was going on YouTube and seeing all these things about Hollywood... pedophilia, all crazy shit. And now these topics are very like out there. It just makes me question, like, why now? I knew about this stuff long time ago.
Because it's finally getting out to the masses now. That's the problem.
But I feel like there's a game to it, right? It's a distraction. 100%
it is, right?
They want people talking about P. Diddy and all these celebrities, and instead of focusing on your own fucking life.
Which is what you should be doing. Anything else you want to share before we get to the 12 questions? I think we covered quite a bit.
Pretty good.
I think I got all my questions. I was like, I mean, it's true. You've said it already. You can be fit at any age. You don't have to be a certain age or a certain time
in life. And it's very dependent on who you are, right?
Yeah, but just be realistic with how you want to start and how long you want to go with it and what you want to achieve from it.
Exactly.
It's no different than anything else that you want to... When you look back on your life and you're like thinking about things that you have accomplished, there was that whole how you want, you thought about it, you figured it out, right? Mm-hmm. How to do it, and you grew ideas behind it. So it's the same thing with fitness and your spirituality and breathwork. It's all the same thing.
Everything.
You tackle a little bit because you unconsciously are doing it with the bad things. You do it on an everyday basis with the bad things. All we're doing is we're asking you to do it with the good things, but be aware of it and then pay attention to the cause and effect of it.
Exactly.
Because you will have a cause and effect of it. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Sure, you're going to have muscle soreness and you're going to be fatigued one day or whatever, and you might
be run down. Oh, trust me, on rest days, I'm done. I could feel the accumulation of all those lifts through the week.
Yeah.
My body's mangled.
But your body's telling you something.
But my muscle, that's my body.
It's rebuilding.
It's like working overtime to rebuild itself.
It's in construction phase. That's all it is.
So you're going to have to go through the fatigue at times, all that stuff.
Alex, spiritually fit with Alex on IG. His phone number is 647-514-3312. You can get him the training is at?
Yeah, 18. Personal training. I service the area right now, St. Clair Dufferin.
Okay.
There's two gyms in that area I can train at. Breathwork.
And reach out to you is at
anyone can reach out to me through my phone number or through my Instagram.
And then you could also get the supplements as well too.
Want to go into the supplement world, Athletic Alliance is a supplement brand that is specifically designed for athletes.
Using coming out of the US or Canada?
No, all made in Canada. Can go on their website, read the mission statement from the president. It's such an awesome brand.
Is it true that a lot of the masses of supplements out there, they're just like world of fucking fillers these days?
Oh yeah, and this is why I've never really fucked with supplement companies until I came across this one. From working at Ambrosia, and I started to do my own research. I was like, I want to dive deep into these products because it was saying all these amazing things. And I personally started to use some of them, and I've had really good benefits from them.
Where do you get them online? You can purchase them online.
Yeah, you can go on that website, get 15% off with my code.
athleticalliance.shop/Alex-Raposo.
Yes.
Got it. And you can get 15% discount off.
Each product, you'll see a lot of information before you buy it. So you're actually informing yourself on the ingredients.
How many years are you going to take to get to where you want to get to with the IF?
Could take 2, 3, 4, 5.
What are you giving yourself?
I'm not giving myself a timeline because
when it happens, it happens.
It happens, it happens.
Good for you,
like
man.
When I started working with my new coach, which was around Christmas time, we had a long conversation, and the main focus right now is to actually have a long off season where I'm not competing, because what people don't understand is competing is very taxing on the body.
Yeah.
And I did 2 shows last year, which really drained me. And for me to build muscle now, I'm going to have to be on a surplus of calories for a long period of time, not just 3 months, 4 months. I'm looking at least a year. And that's where things get really tough, because you're living that lifestyle and you don't have a competition in mind. You're doing it because you truly want to excel in your craft.
It's a lot of time in people's eyes, especially in today's
ADD. Of course. ADD, and it takes up my whole life. Yeah, like 100%. I had to meal prep this morning because I knew I was traveling to Oakville. And if I don't have my meals, that's on me. And it comes down to this powerful thing, the 5 P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Yeah.
I always have that in my mind. That actually came from Arnold.
Yeah. Arnold's good.
He's all right.
He just fucked the nanny. That's all he did, right? And that was a bad move on his part.
Became the governor. He gave us amazing lines. Like, I feel like I'm calming.
I love that. That's anybody who hasn't seen it, you should watch it. Anybody who has seen it, you should watch it again, man.
Pumping Iron is a classic.
It's a classic, man. Yeah. I love it. It's a great film. Ready?
Yep.
A person you would trade places with for a day.
Steve Reeves.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Marijuana.
What is your least favorite tool?
Least favorite tool, probably the impact drill.
Why, it's too loud or something?
No, I hate when like you're going through the concrete and then the
The
concrete farts.
Yeah, I got it. I
hate those.
Biggest risk you ever took?
Quitting my construction job.
Yeah. Best compliment you ever got?
A lot of girls tell me I'm really handsome.
What is your favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage? Not healthy?
It could be anything.
Root beer?
Could be anything. They still make root beer?
I love root beer for some reason.
You root beer like floats?
Not regular.
You do floats or whatever? Ice cream?
I've done that. Not popular, but like
since I fucking done.
It's just one of those drinks I really like. Root beer. I don't know why, but.
What never fails you to make what never fails you to make you laugh?
What never fails me to make me laugh? Damn.
Is there anything that makes you laugh no matter what?
Mike Rita on Instagram.
Oh, Mike, yeah,
that guy's funny. Fucking hilarious because he has the Portuguese jokes. Yeah, yeah. So if I ever want to laugh, I go on his page.
Worst piece of advice you ever got?
Worst piece of advice? Yeah, basically, my former coach told me I needed to take steroids and all these drugs to get to where I wanted to be. And that was the worst advice I probably ever got.
It's not good advice, man.
It's not bad advice. It's not at all.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt one day?
Well, I do have plans on doing this singing.
Singing? Get into singing?
Yeah, I want to get more into singing, recording.
Good, man.
It's not something I'm doing right now, but I'm always practicing, so.
What's your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
What's your favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
To like travel?
No, any kind of vehicle. Doesn't matter.
Airplanes are mind blowing.
Airplanes, yeah.
Just looking at an airplane, being in it. I don't know. It's so unexplainable.
Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Just good job living life, inspiring people, and being your true, authentic self.
If more and more people were like that way, I think it'd be a lot better everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone always wants to try to be a performance of themselves. There's no like, reason to be that.
It's okay to not be okay. That's another message that I like telling people.
Yeah.
It's okay to not feel good, to be in this horrible place, but there's a way out. It's not okay to stay there and to continue playing the victim. But, you know, take it's okay pain, to hit rock bottom.
Take the lessons.
And rock bottom is going to be the most important place you ever come to.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Appreciate making the time and getting in here. Now you got to go and work out, man.
Let's go get a nice lift in. You want to join me?
Destroy you. I appreciate it, man. It was a good talk. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it.
That's it. Had we're fun. Out of here.